You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Welcome to our show today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm so thankful I'm here, and I'm so grateful that our guest today is here, too. I'll ask our guest, would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hello, Dr. Karima. This is Nina Perez. I am a transformational life coach and mentor for women. I'm also a podcaster and an author, and I am super excited to be invited onto your show today.
We are delighted that you're joining us today. Thank you so much.
So excited. Let's go.
Well, let's talk about what you just said. Transformational.
Okay.
I like that word, and I'd love to know what it means to you.
Sure. I, really have transformed my life in so many ways, and coming from a story of abuse and teen pregnancy and domestic violence and, divorce and poverty and homelessness and all of that. You know, it took a lot of inner work for me and inner healing to be able to transcend all of those unwanted behaviors, to find my real value and to really design the life that I want, right? So it was really a deep searching and really hitting life back when life hit me hard. So transformation to me is deep. It's about really going to your belief systems, to your emotions, to reconnecting to who you really are, who you were created to be, and transforming whatever has happened to you in the past to who you are meant to be and where you're going in life. That's what transformation means to me.
Well, that is beyond beautiful. I love that.
Thank
and
you.
More, it seems like more and more social media, our friends, our loved ones, we're hearing stories of obstacles and challenges that are horrific. I mean, people are going through a lot right now. And I think about times in my life where it seemed like people went through something, but everybody else wasn't quite going through something, so we could all help each other, right? And then
you
were going through something, and then people helped you, and then, okay, you got through that, and then you helped another person in your family that was going through. Now it almost feels like everyone's getting hit hard all at once. What
yeah.
do you do with that?
But I feel that that is the overload of information, right? I think this generation is challenged because they have, not just the generation now, but, you know, all the generations that are here now experiencing all of this information hitting you at once. It's probably the most information we've had and the least connection to knowing who we are and what we want to do. And, you know, it's like when you go to a supermarket and you're just going in to get a bottle of toothpaste and there's 15,000 brands, and you start standing in the aisle for like hours trying to figure out which one, right? And that's happening in our life. We are hitting, we're getting way inundated with so much information and just don't know what we're doing with it. It's too much for the brain, I think.
Your wisdom, I really feel, is right on. I mean, it's right, it's accurate. And so in the midst of all that noise and chatter and information overload, is it easy for our dreams and goals to get lost?
Absolutely. I mean, what are your dreams and goals to begin with? Most of us don't even know.
Right?
We because we see the next shiny object on our Facebook feed or our Instagram or, you know, wherever, TikTok, whatever. We're like, oh, well, I see cooking videos. I know how to cook. Let me try that. Or, you know, I see somebody's a coach. Let me be a coach. Or I see, you know, so it's too much information. And I feel like, what is it that we want? How do we design a life that we want? Where do we start? Right? A lot of us are dealing with inner shame, you know, shame from maybe not being where we think we should be,
right?
Shame from things that have happened to us, you know, things like that. So that stops us. It's very toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So let's get practical. Because I have a feeling, I can't prove this, but I have a feeling just as we move through life, that there are a lot of our friends listening, 160 countries, all 50 states, who maybe feel like their dreams have passed them by. They're too old, it's too late, they didn't get it done, it's not going to happen. They just, they've kind of given up on their dreams. What would you say to them?
Well, it's up to them, right, to identify what's happening here. I think the first step is to identify what you're feeling. Mm. Most of us don't even talk about what we're feeling. We, you know, somebody says, how are you doing? And you're like, I'm good, when you're not good, right? So it's really about identifying the source of what's stopping you. You know, like maybe there's shame there. Maybe there's you know, negative self-talk. Maybe there's all of those things that are stopping you from discovering your dreams, your passion. So the first step is to connect with you, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to really be kind to yourself, identify where this source of maybe toxic shame or toxic talking, you know, self-talk is coming from. Be kind to yourself, forgive yourself. For feeling ashamed or feeling, you know, things in your life that you may have made mistakes on. I think it's also not just forgiving yourself, but forgiving others. To me, I speak a lot about forgiveness because I feel like that is the beginning of freedom. So, and I feel like forgiveness is being kind to yourself. It's self-compassion. So I feel that most of us should be practically writing down, you know, our feelings as we go through. And so journaling is a huge step to this. And really just asking yourself very poignant questions. So what is it that I want in my life? What do I really want? Not the money stuff, not the house stuff, the cars, but what do you really, really want? Right? And a lot of us will, I just want to be free. I want to have freedom in my life. I want to have the ability to spend more time with my family. I want to have, you know, the ability to create something that impacts lives. I don't know what that is for you, but what I know is practically you need to start by talking to yourself, thinking about how you can take yourself from point A to point B. And a lot of us, Dr. Karima, need a mentor, a coach, a good friend, somebody that we can bounce this off of, because it does, you know, become a challenge sometimes to sit there and go through these exercises ourselves. But there are ways to do this practically. And the first place is to start with you. What is it that you're really, really feeling? And write it down. And don't be ashamed of whatever that is, because you have the right to feel. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, so now that I have these things down, what's my first step in getting through point A or point B, you know? So that's, I think, the first step is always personal development.
Well, this is so helpful. It gives us a place to start and a powerful place to start. And so let's talk a little bit about why we might need a life coach. What is a life coach? You know, we see a lot of that, especially on Instagram, right? So-and-so is a life coach, and they post motivational quotes and things like that. But what is a life coach, and what can a life coach do as we start to move towards our dreams?
Well, I tell you, one of the biggest things that I do is I help, I work with women mainly, but I help them create a safe space where they can come and we start to deal with things that are deep and that need to be dealt with so that you don't, so you have a solid foundation. I'm a person of faith, so I believe in bringing God into the picture for me and for, you know, my client. And so we deal with, you know, these learned behaviors and these self-talk and this toxic shame of things that have happened to us. It's so I feel, at least what everybody has given me as feedback and reviews, is that I have really helped them to wear the hat that they're supposed to wear in their lives and to stop shaming themselves, blaming themselves, not seeing their true potential. I feel like a third person, somebody who is outside of yourself, can really maybe pinpoint something where you have a blind spot, mm-hmm. right? It's kind of like when you're driving in the car with someone and they can't see past the bush, but you are on the other side and you can. So then you say, okay, it's safe to go now, right? And so I feel like that's a coach looking over and saying, okay, it's safe to go. Let's go.
Yes.
So they cause this space and this structure for you to have reflection, to be yourself, to learn growth techniques, to be able to help you through different exercises so that you can start, mastering what I call mastering your game. And for me, that's your goals and your awareness and your mind flow, the way you think, the way you are, how you can overcome,
mm-hmm.
and your emotional intelligence. Right, which deals a lot with your forgiveness, with overcoming shame in your life, with learning to let things go so that you can move forward to whatever it is you want to do. Not everybody, Dr. Karima, wants to have $1 billion.
Right.
Some people just want to live a decent life connected to their creator and to be able to have impact in the world. And that means having impact with your neighbor, having impact on your kids. It doesn't have to be, you on social media or you on a big stage somewhere,
And I wonder, too, sometimes you have to do things in steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
You may have a life goal or a destiny goal that just starts with the mm-hmm. first step. If you want to go back to school, you have to fill out some applications, If you want to, if you want to get married, you have to meet somebody. So, there's steps that we have to take. And how can a life coach help us with the practical action steps?
Well, practically, I think the first thing any coach is going to do is ask you a bunch of questions just to kind of help you become self-aware and to have insight of what it is that you are, seeing of yourself, seeing of your environment, seeing of where it is you want to go. And then we start to work on behavioral changes. So we start to work on, okay, maybe this is self-sabotaging you.
Yeah.
So how about we think about it like this?
Mm-hmm.
Have you, in this awful situation that you're bringing up, is there a silver lining or is there something, a lesson you can learn to bring in for your future steps?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk a lot about personal development, improving your performance, whether it's at work or in your life. We talk about your goals, so their career goals, entrepreneurship, leadership. Mm-hmm. And we also talk about a lot of other things, innovation, like what is it that you want to create? How are you thinking about this? Is there something, is there truth in what you're feeling? Because a lot of times we are feeling things that are untrue. If you think you're unworthy, I can tell you that is not true.
Right.
Right. And so we break down all of that false belief system so that you can see what your core values are and that there is love in truth, So it's about standing on a truth foundation and then working from there, right? So it's really about taking you from point A of where you are right now to point B of where you want to be. And in the middle, we identify the gap. What's missing here? And how can we fill that in your life? So that there's strategic planning in your life. And then comes the transformation, right? Because that's when you can actually start to see that your life is has value, has worth, has love, has truth, and that you are designed for a purpose and a plan. And so we start to try to uncover that. What does that look like for you? And that could change. You can start to create something today and maybe 10 years say, you know what, I want to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
That is okay. Maybe that purpose was for a season, and I think sometimes we get lost in thinking we have to be that same person forever. And that is not true.
I am so pleased that you said that, because I wonder if one of the reasons that people are living lives that they don't like is because they're still trying to fit into other people's dreams for them,
for other people's opinions. You know, mom thought I should go to this college, dad thought I should do this job, so-and-so thought I should be like this, or the people around me act like this, and they're not living true and authentic lives. How can we become more closely aligned with who I believe God created us all to be?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is, you know, maybe having a coach guide you through, or a friend, whoever, guide you through a values exercise. You know, what are your values? The truth is a lot of us have deep-seated values that we have that we want to connect to, but we don't know how to get there because of what you just said. You just said, you know, we want to do this because my mom wanted me to be a doctor, or my father wanted me to do this, or my friends, if I tell them I want to leave a six-figure job right now to start my own little business, am I going to look ridiculous, right? And I think that's what happens with a lot of people. I know that I deal with more with women, but a lot of people where we're really trying to find out what is our value, where, what is that? I do something like that with my clients, where we talk about your personal core values. You know, what are they? What do they look like in your relationship? What do they look like in your career, in your business? What does those values look like? Know your core values so that you can really handle various situations in your life and find peace. I know that I'm a person of faith. I believe in God. And so if something is against my core values, I'm not going to do that.
Right. And I think that's so important, absolutely, to have that kind of self-awareness, but also theological awareness as well.
Yes. Because that's where truth, well, for me, that's where truth comes from. Right?
Absolutely.
It's learning that theological truth, learning who you are and what you're, you know, here for, why you created. Yes, we're all going to, you know, have different, I mean, you do something totally different than I do. But yet we find a common ground and we find that we have values. And you will find people out there that have your values, that have something that they connect with you with. And because we all have these core values where we don't want it. We want to live with the best moral life we can, you know, not steal, not hurt, not, you know, those type of things. And so you have to find out what your values are. So what I do with my women is I give them like a list of like maybe 100+ values. You know, whether it's family or rest or education, professionalism, you know, things like that. You know, what is really your top 30 to 40 core values? And so they circle all the values that resonate with them. And then I make them take those 30 or 40 core values and knock them down to the top 10 values of their life. And then when they do that, then they have to knock that top 10 down to the top 5, right? And so sometimes they're like, oh, no, it's too hard. No, it's not. What are the 5 top values that come into your life? You know, whether it's faith and family and growth in their career, you know, peace, you know, those type of things. And then they really start to figure, okay, does my career, does my business, do the people that I associate with, are these items or these things aligning with my top values of my life? And that really starts to open your eyes that maybe there's certain things in your life that you can drop off, that you don't need, that they don't serve you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's, you know, that is transformational right there.
Yeah.
I love it.
It does cause transformation. Thank you.
I mean, that is amazing. And I'm wondering, though, let's talk a little bit about that, because I think especially for women, people are in our lives. Maybe you have a spouse, children, your in-laws, your own family, what friends. I don't know. I'm not limiting that. I'm just saying, what if the people in your life, like for real, are not aligning with your values? Like, what if you look around and you say, wow, you know, I need new friends, you know,
or I need
a new community. What if that's the case?
I think that as you rise in your self-development, in your core values, in who you are innately, you will see the shift happen naturally. You don't have to go and cut people out of your life and go get divorced and leave your kids. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? We don't want to do that.
Right.
Because they aligned with you at some point if they are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to realize that it's okay for not everyone to fit into all of the values of your life. It's just, what is it that you want to do next?
Yeah.
And so as you develop, like I know for me, as I'm 50 years old now, so as I've gotten older in my life and really have done some personal development stuff in my life and worked really hard,
yeah.
My husband and I have been together 25 plus years, you know, so he has grown also. Because he has seen my growth. And the truth is I don't have the same friends I had, you know, 30 years ago.
Right. Sure.
I have some friends, like I have two friends that have been with me for 25 to 30 years, but they have aligned with my deeper core values, faith, trust, right? Those deeper core values that I have in my life, they have definitely aligned with those things. So they have been there for the wear. Now, those other friends of mine who haven't really lined up, that doesn't mean we're enemies. That just means we have outgrown each other. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Their
mm-hmm.
values are also important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think we need to right size it, not just immediately. Like I've heard people say, well, if they don't align with your values, cut them off. I think that's like not nice and it's ridiculous because that means you'll be cutting off so many people that could bring other aspects of their values into your life.
Yes.
You know, so I think we need to choose wisely, of course, and definitely don't have things around you that are damaging to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people are damaging to you, that's
yes.
a different story. That's more of safety, that's more of your self-development, and that's something to deal with.
Right. And I'm so glad that you said that, because what we don't want is codependency or toxicity, you know. You know, we want to always make sure that people are safe and wise in that. One of the scriptures says that in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. And one of the things I see in your wisdom and your wise counsel as a life coach is you're one of those folks that can help to refine the decisions we're making and to help us make good decisions and to recognize what decisions we might be making out of emotions or temporary feelings and which ones are actually, you know, values aligned or forward motion. And I think that is beautiful. So
thank you.
To that end, let's talk about some practical applications. Practical applications of what's going on in life. We have prayer requests that come in here, and the I would say almost 80% of the prayer requests that we get are about people who want to get married. There are people who want to find a spouse and get married, and number two is people who want to have a family. They want to have children. And then probably number three is finances, but I would say far and away, please pray that someone wants to get married. So could we just try a practical application? Let's say that you were life coaching someone who at this point in their life would like to have a spouse or a companion. What kind of things could you do to help them?
The first thing we would do is discover, you know, their emotional intelligence, right? So we're going to talk to you about improving your emotional intelligence because be real, marriage is hard.
Yes.
Marriage is hard.
Yes, yes.
And not hard in a bad way. It's
right.
just not going to be something where you just get married and there's butterflies and rainbows every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true,
mm-hmm.
right? So you need to identify and understand your human emotion. So I would be like, you know, how are you, you know, how do you deal with your past relationships? What happened in those relationships?
Right.
What was a common denominator in those relationships? You know, because lots of times you know, what do they say? You know, I have the wrong picker. You know, like I always have the same type of person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that maybe that is somebody who's abusive, or maybe somebody who's narcissistic. Or so then we need to talk to you about your emotional intelligence and the ability to recognize and understand your own emotions, and as well as understand how you're influenced by others, but how you influence others.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Because that is really, really key to any marriage or relationship. And we talk about, you know, we walk through what does this marriage look like to you a year from now?
Mm-hmm.
What does this marriage look like to you 5 years from now, 15 years from now? And, you know, you have to watch how you're speaking. Am I speaking, oh, in 15 years, we're going to be so happy and elated? That may be true in part, right? But
mm-hmm.
I want to know your emotional intelligence level when you start to talk about infidelity, when you start to talk mm-hmm. about anger or financial turmoil. How does that feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you navigate that change? What kind of feedback do you give your spouse, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we forget to talk about these things when we're like dating and we're elated and we're happy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do when he leaves his socks on the floor? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What does it look like when he says something that triggers an old feeling that you don't like?
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's really, I mean, it's not done in one session, right? This is done in a lot of sessions of going through this. Let's talk about it. And I say this to your audience as well. Please don't think that everything happens in one quick session. You're good
right.
to go. You're ready for a 25-year marriage. It's just not that simple. Because we are emotional human beings.
Yes.
And we need to know what we're bringing to the table as well. Right? Because
exactly.
emotions can lead you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can lead you mm-hmm. to happy to sad within seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But having emotional intelligence and having inner healing can help you avoid the situations where you might react in
yes.
impulse
mm-hmm.
rather than acting in fact. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
just
so
because
important.
Because somebody did something to you does not mean they're doing something against you. Maybe it's just something that occurred or happened. It's a fact. And your
mm-hmm.
immediate impulse is to scream, yell, you know, throw a tantrum. You know, say things you're going to regret later. So this is why I think we start with what are you bringing to the table? What is your emotional intelligence?
Yeah.
How are you with difficult conversations? How are you managing your emotions
mm-hmm.
when you feel stressed and overwhelmed? How are you with resolving conflict, right? How are you with
mm-hmm.
improving your relationship if you know you're right and he's wrong or vice versa?
Mm-hmm.
How do you improve your relationship and get over yourself? Right? So that's
wow.
what I do. I would dig deep first.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do with that person in front of me. Because I think that's more important first than to deal with what you think your ideal baby cakes is going to be when he walks through the door.
Right, right. And yet we see people use all this energy on what he should look like. Right, I want him
right,
to be this
right.
tall and this hair color,
yeah.
bright blue eyes, and you know, and they have a whole physical description and haven't thought about the fact: is he kind to his parents? Is he
yeah.
a person that
exactly.
forgives, or does he hold grudges? Is he a person that works?
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
just basics. You know, and I love this because Hollywood gives us this image of marriage that usually ends at the end of the movie. Right? They
mm-hmm.
end with the kiss, they end with the bride walking down the aisle, they end with everyone clapping or whatever.
Right.
And even if you have the happiest, most wonderful, compatible marriage in the world, life is out there. Time
right.
is out there.
Right.
Right? I mean, people age
right.
and then their bodies change, or
right.
maybe there's some other things that happen that you're in love, but you
right.
didn't count on a recession, you didn't count on somebody losing their job, you didn't count on infertility, or you didn't count
mm-hmm.
on, you know, and this is why I love what you're doing. And I would encourage, I mean, anyone who wants the dream of marriage or home and family to work with you. And develop this
Thank
kind
you.
Of emotional intelligence. This is a gift we can give people. You
yes.
have a
yes.
young person in your life. They're in college. They're starting to think about certain relationships. Some life coaching. so that they can avoid the heartbreaks and the disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, not just,
because
you know,
there's a lot of it.
Right. I mean, because they'll know how to proceed. And emotional intelligence, right. I think, is so underrated. It's so important,
yeah.
And yet we just glide right over it. Did you get good grades? Yeah. But we don't even talk about, did you learn any emotional intelligence around, you know, along
right.
the way.
Right,
and so I
well,
would
they don't
love,
teach it, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just really love that you are caring enough about people and their lives to do that. And
thank
so
you.
We're going to go to commercial, but before we do, can you tell our friends who might be thinking, I want to work with her, or I want my niece to work with her, or I want to give a newlywed couple a year of life coaching to get through the first year, which is ridiculous. you know, it's a great gift because the first year is nothing like the movies. And
that's right.
I think it might be wonderful if you could just tell us right now how we can find you, connect with you, and get some of this transformation in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me any social media platform. I'm the president of all of them under Nina Perez, which is N-E-E-N-A Perez. And my website is being rebuilt right now, but it's ninaperez.com. It should be up in this week. And also I have a podcast. It's called Straight Talk, No Sugar Added.
Awesome.
So you should be able to find me on there as well. So,
yeah, oh, perfect. Perfect. Wonderful. Well, everybody go look that up. Get signed up. Do whatever you need to do. And we'll come right back from break.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Rhett.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and nFamily Fire.
When you take your car in for an oil change, a good mechanic will also take care of other routine maintenance to make sure your car runs safely and efficiently. Protecting your health isn't much different. When you get a COVID-19 vaccine, it's important to make sure you're also protected from other serious but preventable diseases. It's easy and convenient to get other routine vaccines at the same time as a COVID-19 vaccine. So make sure you ask a healthcare professional about other vaccines you may need to maintain your health.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
I am absolutely loving everything that our guest is sharing with us today, and I know you are too. So let's ask our guest, would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Absolutely. I'm Nina Perez. I'm a transformational life coach. I'm also an author and a podcaster. And I love to help people to transcend their shame. I usually work with women to transcend their shame so they can self-actualize their true potential and just really create that life and the business that they're looking to create in their lives.
Perfect. I'm so glad you're here. I am absolutely loving this conversation, everything you share with
Thank
us. I'm learning from it. My granddaddy used to say that wisdom is what love looks like in action.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel right now. And so they asked me, I mean, people were like, ask her this. Okay, I'm going to ask you another practical area. The number one prayer request, people want to get married, they want to start a family, they want to live happily ever after. But probably number two is finances, and especially women. You know, we get a lot, pray for my finances, pray for my home, pray for, we need money, we, you know, pray about finances. So could we talk a little bit about how you would guide someone when it comes to improving their finances?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely something I've done in the past with couples. I don't normally, like I said, work with couples. I'm more focused on women. But
yeah, just women. How about women? Yeah, that's a prayer request we get from a lot of ladies. We do, just ladies.
Well, first and foremost, because of because we're talking about our faith and the Lord and all that, just always go to God first, and just tell Him to grant you wisdom in your finances and where you spend your finances and what you do with the finances He has blessed you with. For married couples and for women, you know, make it a routine to like sit down and really look and discuss where your money's going. You know, talk about, unforeseen expenses. Like, what are you spending your little, I call them the fox that steal the blessings, right? Yeah. So they come and they wait till you're asleep and they come and they start stealing everything. That's what foxes do. So make it a point to regularly check in with God and with yourself, and also see if you maybe have an emotional thing attached to money as well, whether it's lack of or fear of, because a lot of us live our lives based on fear. I know I did for a very long time because I used to hear my mother all the time when there was no money. We don't have any money. We can't get that. And she would be very angry. And so money for me, like lack of it would make me fearful. Until I realized that my source is God.
Yeah.
And God has never left me, never forsake me, never left me out there. And yes, I've been homeless, but with God on my side, And so I realized that, that He comes first, everything else is second.
Yeah.
And so I really start to check in with myself. I do this, bi-weekly or monthly. I sit there and I talk about the state of my finances, maybe some expenses that I've seen that were unforeseen. I talk about, informing my spouse as well, because we sit together and we'll talk about finances. Finances is a very touchy subject. So at first, when you're budgeting as a couple together, if you're doing this with your partner, I would say that you say that this conversation and this situation, we are in this together, and we are not against each other, but with each other, and we are aiming for the same goal, which is out of debt, because to be in debt is to be slave to the lender. And so just make sure that you talk about these very important things and establish a level of respect when it comes to finances with yourself and with your partner. And you should really, talk about, your spending, abilities, your threshold, if you will. And because these are practical things, right? I mean, you can't just be nilly-willy, oh, God will take care of it, that you're not practical. You know, God is also very practical. And He gives you all of these tips and ideas and prescriptions in your life where you can start to be very aware of what's happening, right? And so I feel like we have to be good stewards over our finances, good stewards over our lives, over the people in our lives, like our children, our spouses, our friends, our family. And so make sure that you prepare yourself by learning. Go out there and learn. Take a course somewhere or go watch it. I don't care if you go to YouTube University. Just go somewhere and learn about personal finances. I don't know if you like to invest, but if you like to invest, learn about it before you start investing. And, I mean, that's just the practical steps that I would talk about. And because you have to learn how you're going to decide how you're going to approach money when it comes to yourself, your family, your household, all of that, your friends. You know, are you co-signing for people or are you not? Are you, you know, lending money or are you not? Like, are you paying your bills on time or are you not? Are you wasting too much money on credit cards or are you not? But the first step, ask, invite God into the conversation, invite God into the situation, and then work through the practical steps to make sure that you are not a slave to the lender.
This is so powerful. That is transformation. And see, I'm really hearing in you the difference between good advice and wise counsel. And I believe a transformational life coach is giving you wise counsel, something that you can build your life upon, a sure foundation.
Mm.
And so let's talk a little bit more about what happens to someone when they sign up with you. You know, I think sometimes even when we say, okay, we're going to really dig deep and we're going to really do that, sometimes people shy away from that. Will there be support mm-hmm. for whatever they find?
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is sometimes I think when people face themselves, it can be a little jarring when you really find out, these are my real goals, or these are the values that I thought my value was this, but really I care a lot more about, oh, maybe I have to change jobs, or I don't know, maybe I have to change my life, or maybe this isn't. Will you offer support with them, for them as they move through that process?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you that right now I am offering 6 weeks free of my group coaching. My group coaching will be free for 6 weeks, and if someone is interested and they're listening, they're like, oh my gosh, I need that. Please do email me at, let's give you the Nina one. So it's Nina, N-E-E-N-A, at straighttalknosugaradded.com. And just put in the subject line, I want to be part of your 6 weeks. And I will send you the form for it. So I'm giving away 6 weeks of free group coaching to help women. It's for women, guys. Sorry, it's for women.
Yes, it's but ladies, women only. Sign up right now.
And it's free for 6 weeks. And so to answer your question, yes. So I go through it's going to be on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for 6 weeks. And I wanted to do this because I've seen the impact and transformation I've had in the women that I already coach.
Yes.
And so I wanted to make sure I can give this to other women. So that's why I'm doing it for free for 6 weeks.
Beautiful.
And so so to answer your question, what we do is we meet on Mondays and Thursdays. So Mondays, I go through a methodology with them about toxic shame or learned behaviors, or, you know, I give them practical tools and tips. They have worksheets and workbooks and journals and all of this stuff that they will work through because it's a very personal transformation. It's for them, not for me. It's for them.
Yeah.
And so we go through that. But yes, then on Thursdays when we meet, that's when I give you free coaching. So like Monday, we'll go through a really deep discussion, a meeting. I'll go through some slides with you. I'll tell you about toxic shame or belief systems, emotions, reconnecting, all of that. And then on Thursdays, it's a Q&A. So you guys have the opportunity to ask me any questions. You have the opportunity to tell me something that you're working on that maybe you need a little bit of strategy on, you know, because I believe in co-creating. And what I mean by that is co-creating me, you, and God, co-creating what it is that you want to build, whether it's your coaching business, consulting online business, whatever that is, we co-create together. So my logo, which is the Nina Perez coaching logo, has three rings around it. And that's why it's, you know, the three cords will not easily be broken, right?
That's right.
Me,
amen.
You, and God together working this out. And so, yes, there is support. So I do one-on-one. But they're a little bit more pricey and they take a lot more time. But the group coaching is just as powerful because you have other groups of women who are there with you, who are going on the same journey as you. And they're supportive and they're loving and they're caring. I mean, it's just powerful when you have all these women together. It's just a beautiful thing. So I am offering it for free, and it's funny because it starts on Monday, the 27th. So this conversation with me and you is very timely.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely perfect timing. I think that's somebody's sign I really do, because my granddaddy used to say, no cost means no excuse. And so right now, if you've been trying to figure out how to change your life and improve your life, and here it is, you know, for free, no risk. And I hope someone has thanked you for offering this gift to people. I mean, what a wonderful gift to give to ladies. And so thank you. I want to just say thank you for being generous with your heart and spirit and your time.
Oh, thank you. It has been nice. I've had a few women already signed up and are like, I am so grateful for this. So I'm really, really excited. I can't wait to meet all these amazing new women.
Yes.
And have them be part of the tribe. I'm excited.
Oh, ladies, please, please. This is a gift to your life. You know, I know you're busy. You have a lot going on, but you have time. Make some time and please sign up for this. There's two groups of people I want to make sure we do talk about because I think it's very important. What about people who are stuck? They're just stuck. I mean, they just look and they're just, it's just, they're just stuck. What happens? What should we do? What should they do?
You know, there's a lot that you really can do, but it's always going to be time for you to step out of this box and believe for more in your life, whether it's more increase, more growth, more spiritual growth, more vision, more ideas, more boldness, more creativity, more love, less fear, all of that, right? So the first thing that I want you to do when you're feeling stuck in your life or your business, your career, whatever, is gratitude. I want you to feel gratitude where you are right now.
Right.
Okay.
Now.
So when you concentrate on the big picture of your life, it's easier to exhibit and to feel gratitude. So when you're grateful, you remain in this positive space in your brain, and you start to have more joyful moments in your life. So I need you to start every morning as soon as your eyes open up. You have thousands of neurons that have just been produced that are new. Why don't you tell those little soldiers in your brain to do what it is you want them to do, which is to give you gratitude, to give you this this joy, to give you a new perspective. You know, when people say, I'll sleep on it, that's actually a very powerful thing to do, is to sleep on it, because your brain literally regenerates all of these new neurons in your brain to give you a new perspective as soon as you wake up in the morning. That's why people sleep on it. And so it's that is a very powerful thing to do when you see that your day is just not working out and you are feeling stuck and you're not happy and the day is really gone and you don't know what to do. You say to yourself, you know what? Today is just not the day. That's okay. That's okay. If God grants me tomorrow, what am I going to do with it? What am I going to do? So start by feeling gratitude. I promise you that'll start to shift your brain in a very powerful way. So get up in the morning, three things that you are completely grateful for, and it could be as simple as I woke up. I don't care. It could be simple. I'm breathing. I have a mind. I don't know what that is for you, but whatever it is, start simple if you have to, because if you feel stuck or overwhelmed or depressed or anxious, you probably won't see, you'll probably say, oh, come on, Nina, what do I have to be grateful for? But the fact that you can even say that or formulate those words are reasons to be grateful. That's how I see it. And so after you do that, I want you to set up your intentions for the day. So what are your intentions for that day? Well, today I intend to do this differently, whether it's I intend to drink water instead of 20 cups of coffee. I intend to, go for a walk. Whatever that is, give me three intentions that you want to do in that day. What do you want to do? What are you feeling stuck on, and how do we shift that, right? So that's one. The other thing I do is I really do some self-reflection. So I'm big on stop making excuses. You are responsible for you. So maybe no one has ever come along to help you, or you feel like no one's come along to help you, or maybe you feel like this is really hard and your past in your life has been really hard and that's holding you back. And we all have a story, everyone. We all have one. The thing is you can either sit and make tons of excuses for all of the things that have happened, right, but at the end of the day, you're still going to be responsible for you.
Uh-huh.
So I want to make sure that you look at life with optimism. Stay in life with this optimism of a child. They were so excited to get up every morning because it was going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
And an optimistic attitude is going to lead you to breaking that feeling stuck, right? Mm-hmm. Because we feel stuck when we are overwhelmed. But the truth is if you start with gratitude, you do some self-reflection, and you stop some of the excuses that we keep making, you will start to see optimism. And when you start to look at optimism, and you're in prayer, of course, to me, that's super important.
Yes, definitely.
You will start to see all of the blessings that God has really given you in your life.
That's right.
Because you can be grateful for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You really can.
Amen.
Right? So
Amen.
Those are just a couple of things. There's a list of things, but those are a couple.
There's one more group I want you to help us with today.
Sure.
And that's people who really, their life is a mess. It might not even be their own fault, but they have a really big problem or a cruel disease or a situation, an accident or incident or violence, or but something has happened to them that feels like a setback, that they feel like their life is ruined maybe or disappointed. What would you speak and say to them?
Listen to me. Your mess is nothing but a message, nothing but a message. I'm telling you from a person who has been through a lot of adversity, a lot of obstacles, a lot of hurt, in many ways, physical, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse. I have been there, and I know that all of us have something that could be better or worse because we are humans, and so we're going to go through this. But I want you to really think about disciplining yourself into committing that your life will change. This too shall pass. Negative thinking is going to cause you, or this victimization in our life, and the things that are really a mess, that are really hard in our life, right? This can really start to cause a lot of self-sabotage, self-pity, victim behaviors, negative thinking. And this will keep you in limbo, I promise. It'll keep you there. You have to be careful with that. I call those dream killers, right? When we have messes in our life that are super hard to get through. Those are your dream killers. Those are the things that come to snuff out your dreams, to snuff out what is in you. And I know because I've had over 300 conversations, even just in my podcast, that a crippling mindset will not allow you to see yourself the way God sees you. Messes are going to happen. You will have them. I will have them. But you will also get through them. So one of the things I like to help people to see is what they have already overcome in their life. Because that is a reminder of what you will do to overcome whatever situation you're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
That situation that feels overwhelming.
Yeah.
You have to check with yourself, okay? You have to check with yourself. And you have to start asking yourself questions like, what is it that's on my mind? What am I thinking about day and night? What is always there present? Is this serving me in any way? How do I take this situation? Is there even a silver lining in this? Like, I'll give you an example. I had a client. She came to me because she had some inner shame, and we were dealing with some really, really, like, deep stuff. And I'm not a therapist, so I don't want anybody to think they're going to come to me for therapy, because that's not what we're
right.
doing. I don't necessarily work too much about your past. I work more about past feelings and how we move forward. I'm not a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about how she was feeling very ashamed of the fact that her child died.
Oh.
And that she should have kept her child at home that day, but decided to let her child go out against her feelings, and her daughter got into a car accident and passed away.
Oh,
I was feeling her pain. It was very, very hard. And it has been a couple of years. I think it's been like 4 or 5 years, and she was still in the same place as the day her daughter died.
Mm.
And she told me that's all she thought about. The moment she woke up, the moment she goes to sleep, that's all she thought about was how her daughter died. And that was always on her mind. And that's all she could hear. That's all she could see. That's all she could feel. Right. And so we talked about that. I let her talk about it and get through that, you know, talking about it. And then I said, what is the message of your daughter's life? Because it can't be just the day of death. And she
right.
was like, oh, absolutely not. My daughter was fun. She had friends. She did community service. And when she started to talk about that, she lit up.
Mm-hmm.
She absolutely lit up. And I said, have you thought about that when you go to bed at night? Have you thought about that when you wake up in the morning? Have you thought about that when you feel, you think, you see? She's like, oh, my gosh, no, I haven't.
Wow.
So your daughter left a powerful impact in the world. And all you can think about was the day of death. And she has completely, completely, Dr. Karima, transformed.
Mm.
Her whole life has transformed. Right? Because
wow.
we were able to take something that was so tragic and so heartbreaking, and still is. Let's
yes.
be real.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go away.
Right.
But can we shift the perspective here? How do we look at something at a different angle? Let's take a different vantage point, right? The
mm-hmm.
truth is, yes, your daughter passed away and that hurt you. But the other truth, because more than one truth can live in the same space, is that your daughter was a phenomenal human,
mm-hmm.
right? So can we decide that when we go to sleep at night, to thank her for what she impacted the world with? Can we decide that we're grateful to God to have given us this opportunity to know this person? Right.
Oh,
so
yes.
that's how you shift your mind, even in the world. And I brought that example up because that's one of the most, for me, horrific.
Horrific. Yeah.
To lose
terrible.
A child. To mm-hmm. lose a child is terrible.
Yes.
Right.
God forbid.
And
mm-hmm.
even in that, but God, even in that, but God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So
that's right.
So that's a way I think that somebody who's in a mess can take that mess and make it a message.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what transformational life coaching does. And I believe
right.
that, you know, as we close right now, please tell us again how ladies can sign up. There's somebody out here right now. This is your moment.
Mm-hmm.
God loves you so much that he's sending you some help free of charge. And
mm-hmm.
he wants
yeah.
you. He wants you to have a good and abundant life. So how do we sign up?
Yeah. So email me at Nina, N-E-E-N-A, Nina at straighttalknosugaradded.com. And just let me know that you want to sign up for the 6 weeks, and I will send you the sign-up sheet for it. Or you could even find it on, like I said, any of my social media channels. So if Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, it's all Nina Perez, N-E-E-N-A-P-E-R-E-D. You can find it, all my sign-up sheets on there as well. And I really do welcome you. I will let you know that space is limited because it is a very, you know, intimate time. I am limiting the spaces so that I don't get hit with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. But I would love you to be one of the first to sign up. So we have a few already signed up, but I still have space. So please make sure that you email me, Nina at straighttalknosugaradded.com, and I will make sure to send you over the sign-up sheet.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for being the shining light that you are in the world. I am so thankful for you, and I'm grateful that you joined us today.
Oh, man, this is such a pleasure for me. Thank you so much for having me. You're a phenomenal host. I appreciate
it. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I want all of our friends to know how much we appreciate you listening to us. We are just so thankful for each and every one of you. And I want to say a special thanks to the World Entertainment Awards, who honored us this podcast as a participant. And so we are just grateful, and we are so thankful for everyone who makes this show possible. And in case, I hope someone's told you today, but in case they haven't, God loves you. Yes, you. And we all do too. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and we'll see you next time.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.